quickly, he throughout his Zimbabwe is that there's confusion concerning this prepaid meters. Because when someone pays today, at the end of the month, it's a different as if they are doing welding at their houses. So they must put their house in order because we are a bit confused.
So what do you think is going to happen? Because most residents are actually complaining. Do you want them to do away with this?
The issue of prepaid meters was a new idea. But unfortunately, I think it was hijacked by someone, scrupulous business people in conjunction with these ZESA people. Right now, because if you pay, let's say you have paid $50, you should really use the electricity for that $50. But when you go back again, it's now $100, which means that there are some crooks there in ZESA who are doubling these figures. But the idea was noble to say, let's have these prepaid meters. It was a noble idea because it was going to help ZESA. If someone don't pay, you won't get your electricity. If you pay, you get your electricity for as long as it is done in good faith, in a professional manner. But unfortunately, there is a lot of unprofessionalism from this.